Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Fastermind, a very good evening to you. It's Judith here with Today at the Guild. And our report on everything's been happening at the Manx Music Festival, the 125th Guild that is taking over every corner of the Villa Marina, also classes in St Thomas's Church, and such quality performances. I've got lots of great winning performances to share with you tonight. Also, some more information about young people qualifying for the Sheffield Plate, and we know who the first three of the six contenders for this year's Cleveland Medal will be. They are Jane Main, Ruth Tickle, and once again, Paul Costain qualifies for the final. Paul, of course, was the winner of the Cleveland Medal last year, and he once again has won his special solo voice class and so will take his place in the final competition. So Ruth, Paul and Jane have assured their place in that final, and tomorrow the other three places will be decided with the special solo classes and for the remaining voice types. But I'll have some music from Ruth and Paul and Jane a little bit later in the programme. But the Promenade Suite was packed literally to the doors last night for a really entertaining evening, a great mix of music, duets, trios, quartets, and the very, very popular adult folk song class. And what better way to start the programme than a song from Arthur Cowley, who was the winner of the folk song class.
Fastermind. This is a North Country folk song, probably set in the 1930s. And it's in dialect. It's the story of a coal miner who came from a very large family. He was happily married. He got on very well with his wife, but there was one problem. His dear wife could not cook like his dear old man. And oh, how he used to reminisce on the wonderful feeds he used to have at home. In particular, his mother's pot pies and puddings. A pitman's wife is never done, of that there is no doubt. While some is coming home from work, there's others gannin' out. I well remember as a lad the feats they used to be on Sundays when we all sat down as one big family. Me poor old father used to carve a wallop and joint of meat. With spuds and sprouts, by gum, we got as much as we could eat. But best of all the tasty bites I'll never forget, by heck, were the pot pies and the puddings that me mother used to make. But many years have gone since then, I knew the wife and me sit down on Sundays to have a chop that you can hardly see. Our dustbins full of empty tins and dinner's just a name. But never dare I mention how we used to feed at home. Me poor old father used to carve a wallop and joint of meat. With spuds and sprouts, by gum, we got as much as we could eat. But best of all the tasty bites I'll never forget, by heck, were the pot pies and the puddings that me mother used to make. Lovely. I tell the wife she's doing fine, and let it gan at that. For if I dared to say aught else, by gum she doused the flat. Away I've poured your dinner out, I'm sick to hear her say. Nae wonder that me mind gans back to many a bygone day. Me poor old father used to carve a wallop and joint of meat. With spuds and sprouts, by gum, we got as much as we could eat. But best of all the tasty bites I'll never forget, by heck, were the pot pies and the puddings that me mother used to make. The roly-poly puddings, the steak and kidney puddings, them great big Yorkshire puddings that me mother used to make.
very popular win there for Arthur Cowley, accompanied by Wendy McDowell. And he was singing Pot Pies and Puddins, and he took a win in that class with 89 marks. And with 88 marks close behind him, Arthur Borden with a terrific song, "'Twas in the Broad Atlantic." I don't know whether we're going to have time to include that tonight, but I promise you I shall play it before the week's out. It's a great one for getting everybody singing along. Now, let's just catch up on a result that I didn't give you last night. And this was the result of the Lieder classes, the Lieder being a musical setting of a romantic or a lyrical poem, specially written for a solo voice and piano. And quite often in German, composers like Schubert and Brahms were famed for using the Lieder for a lot of their compositions. And we had Lieder classes for the different voice types. And let me just tell you that the winners in those classes were, we had a win for John Qualtro. He was the baritone winner. Harry Galbraith was the winner in the bass, Lieder bass class. The Lieder mezzo-soprano, Linda Corkish, won that class. The Lieder tenor class, David Williams, won that one. And Kathy Quayle was the winner of the Lieder contralto class. And I've realised that we have a Lieder soprano class, and I don't know who won that, so I'll have to consult a few other bits of paper that I've got, and I'll bring you that information during the course of the programme. So, just to tell you what else happened in the Promenade Suite last night, there were lots of very, very enjoyable classes, some very good music, lots of great singing, and some very amusing presentations. Tell you more about that a little bit later in the programme. The Mixed Voice Duet produced a win for Jane Corkill and Paul Costain, and they had 89 marks. The Ladies' Voice Duet was won by Nikki Fletcher-Causer and Jane Corkill, and they had 88 marks. The Male Voice Duet produced a win for a really lovely family pairing here. This was William Creer and Matt Creer, and they sang Ave Verum by Carl Jenkins, and they took the class win with 86 marks. And then a reminder that we therefore have the qualifiers for the Balaun Rose Bowl. The winners of the Mixed Voice, the Ladies' Voice and the Male Voice Duet will compete again together for the Balaun Rose Bowl, and that's another award that's made at the end of the week. So another opportunity to hear those couples singing. And lovely that Jane Corkill had so much success last night, because we were talking yesterday afternoon and she wasn't feeling terribly confident about the competition last night, but she simply seemingly didn't have anything to worry about, did she? So we then went on, after the Male Voice Duet, we then went on to the Any Voice Trio, and Manx Voices had a win there with 86 marks, and that's their winning performance, was one that we'll be listening to just in a little while. Then a quartet for soprano, alto, tenors and basses produced a win for the Shimmers. They had 86 marks. And Nick Roberts and some very, very talented singers from Ballacameen High School did very well with some lovely barbershop singing in the quartet class. And they had a first place with Barbershop Quartet 3, and that was with 86 marks. And then Barbershop 1 was in second place with 85 marks. And really some fine singing there. So congratulations to Nick Roberts on drawing that together, and obviously getting the boys really enjoying their singing. And then we finished off the evening with quartets and had some very, very amusing presentations here. The class was won by Manx Voices Dreamers. They won with 89 marks, and then there was a joint second place with Maren Calder with 88 marks and Only Sisters Allowed. They chose a great spiritual gospel train, and they both had 88 marks. We'll be hearing from Manx Voices Dreamers towards the end of the programme, and they sang Mr. Sandman, and they were in costume. I'll leave you to work out what the costume might be. I'll tell you what it was when we get to the end of the programme. Now, characteristically, the Royal Hall on a Tuesday morning is the place to find music making with orchestras and groups and ensemble, and we had some great entertainment there this morning. We're going to listen to a winning performance now from Ramsey Grammar School String Ensemble, and they chose two pieces, and We're going to listen now to their Rondo in G by Mozart. This is just part of the winning performance from Ramsey Grammar School. They won the class for instrumental ensemble with 88 marks. Of their class-winning performance, their Ramsey Grammar School String Ensemble and Rondo in G by Mozart. And Ruth Tickle was the winner of the Soprano Leader class, as well as qualifying for the Cleveland Medal. We'll hear some of her winning performance from that qualifying class just a little bit later in the programme. Now we're going to listen to some very promising young voices. And I think particularly because this is the 125th anniversary of the Guild, a great effort has been made to use only Manx traditional music for the set pieces in various classes. And so it was the case for the girls' solo class this morning for Year 5, School Year 5. And again, it was a very well-supported class with lots of young people taking part. And it has to be said that whilst these are very lovely songs, they're not easy to sing. The adjudicator is the first to say that they all have quite a degree of difficulty, particularly for young voices. However, to their great credit, all the youngsters had a really good go at this. And the winner of the girls' solo for Year 5, and therefore another of the qualifiers for this year's Sheffield Plate, is Sophie Heinzen. She won the class with 89 marks. The song is Red Top Knots, and the accompanist is Marilyn Cannell. Let's listen now to Sophie Heinzen. Very, very well done there to class winner Sophie Heinzen with 89 marks. Now, the class that followed that was a girls' solo class for School Year 4. And again, it was a set song. On this occasion, the accompanist is Graham Kirkland. And the song is, in fact, a composition by the mother of the Manx Music Festival herself, Miss M.L. Wood. The song is called Sing Soft and Low. And the class winner is Lindy Nonny, and this is how she won the class with 88 marks. This is Lindy Nonny. Thank you. Lovely singing there from Lindy Nyoni. And Lindy also will be competing for the Sheffield Plate. She'll be singing that song again later in the week. And the adjudicator for both of those classes was once again Liz Childs. And she was very concerned that a couple of the young people who'd taken part in that class were just struggled with the song a little bit and, in fact, didn't quite get through it. And she doesn't like that at all, because Liz has made it very, very clear that she wants everybody to enjoy their performance and go away feeling as good as they possibly can about themselves. And so to make sure that everybody got a really positive experience there, she got, at the end of the class, all the children back up on the stage, and with the help of the wonderful accompanist Graham Kirkland, she gave the children a little masterclass and helped them with breathing and phrasing and just helped them over some of the slightly more difficult parts of the song that can be a little bit challenging. And she sent them all away smiling. They all joined in, they all sang together, and they all went away. I hope they certainly looked as though they went away feeling very positive about it all. And in fact, I was talking to Liz a bit later, because she has finished her time of adjudicating with us. She finished this afternoon. She'll be going back home tomorrow. And she has loved her time here. And we had a chat about all of this. And I'll be playing that for you. We'll see how we go. It might not be tonight, because we've got lots of music and winning performances to listen to. But she had some very, very interesting things to say about how she views adjudication and also how much she has enjoyed being here and being part of our guild.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Well, I said that today was traditionally a day of music making, and it was music making of all kinds. We had a ukulele band and we had handbells that were so good they got 90 marks. Here they are, the Laxey Handbell Ringers. Laxey Handbells, and they were Walking in the Air. That was part of their class-winning performance. They also played the Parade of the Tin Soldiers. And I think that they may possibly be featuring again in the grand concert on Saturday night. And that really is going to be a great opportunity for you to get, if you haven't been able to get in and see any of the classes, great opportunity for you to get a real feel for the quality and the variety of entertainment that the Guild delivers throughout its days. The festival's finest is the concert, 7:30 in the Royal Hall in the Villa Marina, Saturday night. It really is an excellent night's entertainment, and it is very professionally produced. Can't recommend that too highly. Now we're going to listen to another very, very talented voice in a moment. But ahead of that, let's catch up on a couple more results. And these are marks for the spoken word. And again, the adjudicator has been full of praise for the high standard of all the spoken word classes. And one of them notably said earlier today that she had a checklist of all the things that she was looking for in a performance. And it was a character studies. And she said, I've just torn up the piece of paper and thrown it away, because she said everyone I've listened to has filled, met all her requirements, all the elements that needed to be there were there, and were reflected in lots of high marks. So let's just catch up on some spoken word classes in the cinema. These are ones that took place last night. And in the spoken word for years 11 to 13, congratulations to Mathilda Whittle, who had 89 and a first place there. And then in the spoken word for adults that followed it, that was a first place for John Cashion. He chose one of Wilfred Owen's probably best known poems, Dulce et Decorum Est. And he had a class win with 89 marks. In the duologue for adults that followed that, Rebecca Traynor and Christine Bragazzi won the class with 87 marks. And the evening finished with a very popular class, public speaking for adults. And Zoe Cannell won that class with 86 marks. Congratulations, Zoe. There was a choice of three subjects, and Zoe chose the enigmatic title, At What Cost? And Zoe, I think quite remarkable that she had time to compete, because she's doing a brilliant job looking after the Guild's social networking. And pictures of all the winners are going up on the Facebook page for the Manx Music Festival almost before they've left the Villa Marina building themselves. So Zoe, congratulations on your class win, and thank you for all you're doing to keep our social media right up to date. Now, let's hear some more singing. And I was telling you that it was a very entertaining class in the Promenade Suite last night, with a great variety of music. And here's another class winner. And this one is a trio called Manx Voices, and bringing a little bit of Duke Ellington to the proceedings.
Oh,
trio of Manx voices and a class-winning performance there. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. 86 marks for that one. And very, very entertaining performance. Right, let's listen to an absolutely superb young voice. Now, you've actually heard this young man sing before if you've been following the Guild coverage since Sunday night, because he won a folk song class right at the start of this year's competitions. But he's qualified also now for a place to compete for the Sheffield Plate. It's not the first time that he's done this, because he certainly qualified last year, if my memory serves me correctly. The young man's name is Evan Darrock, and he won his solo voice class today. Again, it's a Manx song. You'll recognise it instantly. And so now, enjoy a class-winning performance from a very accomplished young singer. This is Evan Darrock.
Plunge, the gulls keep watch, the herring shawl is white. Oh, the herring boys, the herring, oh, the herring boys for me. Red or cured, fresh or pickled, oh, the herring is king of the sea. Contrary headed Nyabal Point will soon be left behind. A flare shook base, a west by west, our merry friends will find. Oh, the herring boys, the herring boys, the herring boys for me. Red or cured, fresh or pickled, oh, the herring is king of the sea. Admiral Quirk has struck his flag, so down with the nets and pray. Fisher's friend to bless our homes and toil by night and day. Oh, the herring boys, the herring, oh, the herring boys for me. Red or cured, fresh or pickled, oh, the herring is king of the sea. Over the Crumkney Erie lay the sun's white signal shines. 'Tis time to haul a glittering train and ship by loaded lines. Oh, the herring boys, the herring, oh, the herring boys for me. Red or cured, fresh or pickled, oh, the herring is king of the sea. With western brow and grateful heart, a joyful voice we raise. Homeward glides our gallant craft, our morning songs of praise. Oh, the herring boys, the herring, oh, the herring boys for me. Red or cured, fresh or pickled, oh, the herring is king of the sea.
Well done to Evan Darrock. His accompanist there was Jill Collings, and Evan won the class for boys treble solo years 5 and 6 with 89 marks. William Shooter was in second place with 88 marks. Now, we've one more young voice to listen to now, and this is the winner of the girls solo class for school year 6. And once again, the winner of this class gains a place in the Sheffield Plate final later in the week. And the winner is Evie Skillicorn. And like Evan, she was awarded 89 marks. Again, she has a Manx traditional song as the set piece for the class, which is called Brownberry. Her accompanist is Jill Collings, and this is Evie Skillicorn.
Once I walked Carrigan.
Well done to Evie Skillicorn and Brown Berry, another Manx traditional song. Well, just while we're listening to performances by the young people, I think it's a good moment just to listen to what adjudicator Liz Childs had to say. Now, I was chatting with her after the class where the youngsters had sung Sing Soft and Low, the composition by Miss M.L. Wood, the mother of the Manx Music Festival, which Liz had said to all the children and their teachers who were there that she considered it to be quite a difficult song. So let's listen now to what Liz had to say.
It was quite a difficult song. I like doing that. I like the feeling of trying to create some kind of unity at the end of a class. And I felt particularly this morning, there'd been one or two girls that had kind of had an attack of nerves and anxiousness and hadn't quite completed. And I always want people to go away feeling that they've achieved as much as they can. And I was absolutely determined I was going to get those girls back up there. And I thought the best way of doing that was to get everybody up there and to sing that song all the way through again. So
what I think we all were quite surprised about was that you were quite happy to say, I know what it's like, it's happened to me too. Mm-hmm. Because we do tend to think that it would never happen to a professional musician such as yourself.
Yes, and that's a conception that needs to be broken down, really, because everybody makes mistakes at times, and it's how we move on from that and how we deal with that. And, you know, I took part in festivals, and sometimes I won and sometimes I didn't. And, you know, it's always disappointing when you don't win, but it's something that happens in life, and you just have to get on with it, dust yourself down, try and learn from it, pick up something positive from it, understand why. And as I say, just move forwards.
Dealing with things not going quite right is a very important lesson in life, isn't
it? Absolutely,
yes.
And it's a great way to learn it, actually, even though it's in public. But I always think if you can survive that, you're going to be fine in life. You'll survive anything.
All the adjudicators are sent the programme in advance. Mm-hmm. And you look through it, you see what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Did you have any ideas of what it might be like?
I knew it was going to be good because Manx Festival has a wonderful reputation, and I was always very excited about coming because I knew it was a real privilege to be asked to come and adjudicate here, and especially in this 125th anniversary year. I think the brass bands completely blew me away, so that did far exceed my expectations. They were just fantastic on Sunday evening, and I even publicly said there was a tear that dropped out of my eye when there was so much wonderful sound at the end of one piece. I was just thinking this, I always say perfection doesn't quite exist, but I thought, gosh, it can't get any better than this. It's just amazing.
And that'll be the memory that you will take away, is it?
Yes, it will be. And I've met some wonderful people, had a lovely time, been really well looked after. And yes, time has just gone by in an absolute flash. So I've had a lovely time. Thank you.
We really have been privileged to have you with us, and we wish you every possible success with all that lies ahead for you. Liz Childs, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you very much. And the same to everybody here.
Liz Childs, our adjudicator for the last few days, obviously enjoying her time on the island. And as I say, it was Liz who brought all the children up after that girls' solo voice class for year four, had them all up singing together and hopefully feeling very happy and confident about their performances. Liz goes, but we have lots of other good adjudicators with us, and I hope that over the next days I'll get a chance to chat with them and include what they have to say in our coverage of the Guild. But we're going to be talking about qualifiers for the Cleveland Medal right after this.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
So in the Royal Hall this afternoon, classes for three of the different solo voice types, and winners of each will go forward to compete for the Cleveland Medal on Friday night. And so that's three places allocated today and three more decided tomorrow. So we know that Ruth Tickle and Paul Costain and Jane Main will be singing because they won their classes. Now, this is not an unfamiliar situation for Ruth Tickle because she won a Cleveland Medal in 2006. And as I mentioned earlier, Paul Costain was the winner of the Cleveland Medal last year. But, of course, in the Cleveland Medal, past achievements all they say is that you've had the experience of qualifying, had the experience of winning the medal. Jane Main, who is qualified this year, she has qualified on other occasions. The medal has still to come Jane's way. Will it be this year? Well, we will find out. But we're going to listen to some of the music that won them their special solo classes now. And we're going to listen first to Ruth's singing, Ruth Tickle's singing. Now, as is usual for these classes, it's a mixture of a set piece and a choice of pieces. And Ruth was competing in the special solo class, special soprano solo class. And there were a couple of choices of test piece and an own choice piece as well. And we're going to listen to Ruth's own choice now, and this is by Hageman. It is At the Well. And Ruth's accompanist for this soprano solo class is Patricia Cullen. This is Ruth Tickle.
When the two sisters go to fetch water, they come to this spot and they
singing there from the winner of the special soprano solo class, Ruth Tickle, and her accompanist there, Patricia Cullen, and she was singing her own choice piece, which was At the Well by Hageman. Next singer we'll hear from is Paul Costain. But just before that, let me give you some more of the results from those music-making classes. And again, don't worry that anybody's being overlooked. We've got plenty of coverage and an opportunity to listen to some more winning performances so we get the biggest mix of music that we possibly can. But first on stage this morning in the Royal Hall was Buchan Awesome Orchestra, and they were awesomely good. And they won the class with 86 marks. And then music making for the school years 1 to 6. We had a first place for Ballascottia School Year 6 with two great pieces that they chose, Blowing in the Wind, Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, and Lennon and McCartney's Eleanor Rigby. So first place for Ballascottia School Year 6 with 87 marks, and Chernevig from Bunscoil Rumsair were right behind them, second place with 86. For the instrumental ensemble for school years 1 to 6, there was a first place for Chernevig with 3 Manx reels. Again, they're from the Bunscoil. They took a first place there with 87 marks. And there was a joint second place for the Doon School with 85 and Peel Clothworkers Bells Club. And they were playing bell plates. Very well indeed. And they shared second place with the Doon with 85 marks also. And then we also had a class for music making for orchestras for school years 7 to 13. And the QE2 High School Wind Band, with a great selection of music including Hey Jude and I Will Follow Him, The Raiders' March, Jurassic Park, and Katy Perry's Firework was in there as well. And they won the class there with 88 marks. That, again, is some music that I'll play for you the first opportunity, I guess, just a little bit later in the week. Now, there was a class in St Thomas's, two classes in St Thomas's on Monday night. I'll just give you the results of those. An operatic duet class. Again, Jane Corker's having a very good week. Jane won that, singing with Ruth Tickle. That was at the first place, singing Night of Stars and Night of Love by Offenbach. And then that was followed by the operatic solo class, and that produced a win for Terry Qualtrough with 88 marks, and Michael Corkill singing the song that is very much his own, Nessun Dorma. He was in second place with 87 marks. Just wonderful to hear Michael singing again. He's worked so hard to get back to his music, and he's just sounding terrific. So well done, Michael, and just lovely to hear you singing in the Guild again. Michael's one of those people that if he's not singing, the Guild is just lacking that little something, isn't it? Great, great personality and a very brave man. Well done to you, Michael. So, right, let's get back to our contenders for the Cleveland Medal. We've heard from Ruth Tickle. Let's hear now from Paul Castaigne. This is from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. It's a tune you'll recognise straight away. And it was how Paul has ensured that he has another place, another stab at the Cleveland Medal. His accompanist is Graham Kirkland, who confessed to me that he preferred to play for the specials, no matter how complex the music was, that whilst he enjoyed playing for the young singers, he said he found it really quite stressful because he wanted them all to, he wanted to give them as much support as they could, and he just felt for them, as we always know the accompanists do. And he said he found it, you know, you can imagine the tension. You're willing all the singers to do the very best that they possibly can. Not that he doesn't feel the same about those in the who are competing in the special solo voice classes, but when our singers are a little bit older, we know that they can, they're a bit more robust, aren't they? So here we are. This is from The Marriage of Figaro, and the voice you're going to listen to is present holder of the Cleveland Medal, Paul Castaigne.
So, Sir Page, now you soon must be going, don the joys of your boyish philanders. Say farewell to romance in the gloaming, and forget how to plead with the girls. Say farewell to romance in the gloaming, and forget how to plead with the girls. Now your dandyish wig isn't needed. Let your elegant ways be discarded. Silken hose will be quite disregarded. There's no need for your gems or your pearls. There's no need for your gems or your pearls. A courtier's style is scarcely needed. Airs and graces, silken clothing must now be discarded. So, Sir Page, now you soon must be going. Gone the joys of your boyish philanders. Say farewell to romance in the gloaming, and forget how to plead with the girls. Say farewell to romance in the gloaming, and forget how to plead with the girls. Now prepare to join the battle. Guns go bang and sabers rattle. Shoulder arms now at the double. Roll your sleeves up, don't trouble. In your shako you look a dandy, but you know the money's scanty. Money is scanty, money is scanty. And instead of dainty parties, you will march through vales and marshes, scaling mountains, danger scorning. In the very early morning, the rivale screams a warning. Yet another day is dawning, and your life you'll soon be pawning, for your feckless time is past.
a courtier's style is scarcely needed. Now goodbye, airs and graces. Now goodbye, velvet clothing. Such attire must now be discarded. So Sir Page, now you soon must be going. Don the joys of your boyish Flanders. Say farewell to romance in the gloaming, and forget how to plead with the girls. Say farewell to romance in the gloaming, and forget how to plead with the girls. Cherubino crowned with glory, and victorious in the fight. Cherubino crowned with glory, and victorious in the fight. And victorious in the fight. And victorious in the fight.
And Paul Costain was victorious in the fight for a place in the Cleveland Medal final. There he was with some music by Mozart from Marriage of Figaro. Jane Main was the winner of the special contralto solo class. Her accompanist is Madeline Kelly. And here is a mix of Jane's two pieces, the set piece and her own choice. Listen now to the voice of Jane Main. Singing there from Jane. I could scarcely think of a time when I've heard her in better voice. Her accompanist, Madeline Kelly, the winner there, Jane of the special contralto solo class, singing her own choice, Sabbath Morning at Sea from Elgar's Sea Pictures, and before that, just part of another aria by Mozart. We'll be hearing a lot more from Jane and Ruth and Paul in our coverage of the Guild. But that's almost it for tonight. I'll be back in Mandate with some more news and results for you around about 10 to 8 tomorrow morning. And of course, back with a full roundup with at this time, 9 o'clock next tomorrow night. But stay tuned for Andy Wint with The Late Show, and we'll play out with a little bit of suitable nighttime music from the Manx Voices Dreamers. They did this one in costume. The costume just happened to be nightwear. It's pyjamas, cuddly teddy bears, hot water bottles and hair rollers.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover, and tell him that my lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Give him a
pair of eyes with a come hither gleam.
Give him a
lonely heart like Pagliacci, and lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Sandman,
yes,
someone to hold. Would be so peachy before we're too old. Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman. Bring me, please, 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 Mr. Sandman. Bring me a dream.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.